So here's a question for you. Why are row crops sitting along the sidelines and we're seeing some action in the wheat? We're going to find out in a moment. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and joining us, Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. So, Mike, why are we seeing this kind of sidelining action going on for the corn and the beans today?
Yeah, it's especially noticeable in the soy complex with the beans only up 2 to 3. You know, corn's coming around here as we close out the day with an 8-plus higher gain in September futures and almost 8 higher in December. But the soybeans not being able to take much in terms of turning it into a rally potential with the wheat leading, even though we've got a real question mark about Argentina's crop now with those, you know, 10, 15, 20 inches of rains that came down in the middle of their corn and bean harvest this past weekend, Susan. I think the best reason I can give is it was time for the wheat to move because seasonally, especially after the May contract goes off the board, if you don't have a bottom then in prices and you don't put a low in place, then you're going to probably have to wait all the way till we harvest in the Northern Hemisphere. But it sure seemed like to me starting late last week, the trade was trying to bypass the wheat problems, drought, severe drought problems in China's primary wheat belt. We had started to hear more about the freeze damage and also drought issues in Russia, key grain areas of Russia, and even parts of Ukraine. And then we saw, as we came into this week's trade, the global demand pick up, and the end users seem to be coming off the fence and off the sidelines. And I think now we know the reason, and that's because along with these other global issues, we saw that 2-point decline in good to excellent conditions in our winter wheat to down to 52%. And I think that was a very big surprise to the trade. So it was pretty clear at this point with new monthly highs as we close out the Tuesday trade in the soft red wheat, which is the one that the funds tend to play heavily in. We've got a situation where the shorts are covering, and I think it's because we do have some weather to talk about, and those end users are out there looking around.
Well, and you look at how fast, and it shouldn't come as a surprise in some areas, how fast corn and beans have gone in the ground. But then you've got other areas like the Tennessee Valley that continue to struggle because just of the amount of rain they've gotten.
I think that is probably the most important point to make in this week's trade. It's kind of similar to what we were dealing with in wheat last week, especially when it comes to the soybeans, along with the Argentine issue, because I've talked to a lot of clients east of the Mississippi River in big areas, as you say, Nashville, Boonville, Kentucky, you know, primary corn and bean ground, all the way into south central Illinois along Route 50. Have not gotten hardly any beans planted whatsoever, and they've probably gotten maybe 25-35% of their corn planted. But the trade doesn't see that because of the national numbers. And so I think that is a big deal as we come back into next week's trade, because that should start to show up. I think the other thing that brings to mind when you ask and talk about that is we, most of us in the trade, were really looking at the Western Corn Belt drought, the Plains drought, and those have been quenched at this point in a large degree. And so we still have the hard red wheat belt that's very dry, but most of the Western Corn Belt got some rains. And then you have the other thing that's out there looming and hanging over our heads, I think, on the demand side, is that Brazilian poultry ban due to that avian influenza. And many countries not just banning live birds, but actual poultry meat, and, you know, European Union joining China this week. And traders are very nervous about the feed grain demand and the soy demand. So if I had to kind of put two things together and say, why isn't meal with Argentina's flooding and only 60% of their beans harvested? Argentina is the number one meal exporter in the world. Why isn't meal rallying with so many funds short and this kind of fundamental support underneath us? I think it really does go back to that Brazilian avian influenza issue.
Mixed numbers, Mike, on this livestock. And I know that, we saw the pork cutout values take a drop, but the box beef numbers just going through the roof again.
Yeah, and this is a question mark more than it is a solid piece of information like it has been this past 3 or 4 months. The box beef prices have pulled the five area steer prices higher. We're wondering if that's going to happen again, because it sounds like the steer prices are getting a little bit wobbly. I don't think we should be surprised by that, because we are, after all, done with the holiday buying, and packers are bleeding pretty significantly when it comes to what they're making or losing on the kill on the beef side. So I question whether we'll have enough oomph to the upside to take out the recent highs this week. A lot will probably be determined on that cattle on feed report at the end of the week as to whether we can do that. Not just the placements, but also I think the marketings. Marketings to me, Susan, are going to become more and more important because they're probably going to be one of the better high frequency pieces of information and data in real time that's going to help us see whether we're demand rationing effectively. We think we've got heifer retention pretty solidly in place now. So the effect of the sharply higher record high price in the market is twofold: ration demand and encourage the supply side. So we've got the supply side taken care of at this point. What about the demand? And that's really a big question right now.
A lot of factors yet to weigh out as the week goes on. Thanks so much, Mike. Mike Zuzulo joining us. And a quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's a look to the market wrap up on a Tuesday on the American Ag Network.